How about this weekend? Planning to get some craft fairing in, or we can find out what's happening with the hometown vendors at hometownvendors.org. You can find out where they are at. Sarah Wilhelm from Hometown Vendors is happy to join us this morning. Sarah, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. You guys have a pivot, probably is a good word for you, right? You have to kind of plan. We had known that there's times where you've been at Lorain County Community College, but they've kind of adjusted things because of the coronavirus situation. You are still having a craft and vendor show this weekend. Where's it at this weekend?
Yes. We are actually in North Ridgeville. It is called 8820. It's a new location, newly renovated. They do like baby showers and weddings and all kinds of different things. And they've been kind enough to allow us to transfer over there this Saturday due to the shutdown of LCC. We will be there 9 to 2, free admission. And we've got a bunch of our vendors that are following us over there. The address is actually the name of the location. So it's 8820 Bender Road in North Ridgeville. We're super excited. We were actually there last Saturday as well for the Holiday on the Ridge. We did really well. So we're expecting that we'll do really well this Saturday. And we're excited. We've got a lot of really cool items that are going to be there.
Well, let's talk before we get to the items. I'm curious just a little bit. I'm always interested in logistics of this. So you have a place plan. It doesn't work. You get a hold of all those vendors and say, here's where we're meeting. And they're like, great, I'll be there, right? For the most part.
Yeah. For the most part, they're pretty excited to move. This location is actually smaller than Lorain Community College. So right. Some of them had to be rescheduled. We had rescheduled dates for these dates just in case they were canceled. So we'll be back there in January to make up these shows. About 45 vendors out of 60 transferred over to 8820.
Mm-hmm. Now, I also know you have one in Strongsville coming. I like the name. You have a Jingle Mingle at the Ehrenfeld Recreation Center on Royalton Road in Strongsville. That's coming up next Saturday. So we're still having a couple before we get to the actual Christmas Day.
Yep. So next Saturday will be our last one for the 2020 season. And then just keep following us on our website because we've already booked locations and dates and times for the 2021 year.
So let's talk about some of the things people will see. They come out. I know there's a lot of things to see and smell and enjoy. The smells of the holiday are some great things, too. Let's talk about some of that. What did you see last week that you can tell us about this week?
So last week we had a lot of wreaths. One of my favorite wreaths that I'm seeing this year is the Grinch. So there's people actually making wreaths that look like the Grinch. Snowmen, of course. I actually purchased it's made out of light bulbs and it looks like a snowman. So it sits on my entertainment stand. Ornaments, but even besides like items, we always have the best bakers come to our shows. So that's always fun because, you know, you've got the pumpkin rolls and Buckeyes and holiday cookies, chocolate covered pretzels, like all that kind of stuff. So it's just fun. All in all, each show is different for what we see come in. Even if it's the same vendor, they make new things. So each show, it's fun. It's a surprise. You never know what you're walking into. One of my favorites is Scentsy, which is that's a direct sales company. They sell warmers and scents. And this time of year, they always come out with amazing Christmas scents. So got to check that out.
I always wonder what the smell of Christmas is. You know, that's kind of, right?
Pine trees.
You think the pine, you think sort of holly or, you know, cinnamon, maybe some sort of, you know, baking kind of a thing.
Yeah.
I will have to tell you, this is just, And Craig, I don't know about you. My Christmas sense is always, and this is a strange thing, it's like this and from growing up, this is the smell of the ornament boxes. I don't know if, there's a certain smell. You can't duplicate it. And it has anything to do with any kind of musty or something. There's just sort of this kind of whatever ornament smells or something like that. It's a whole different kind of a thing. You can't really bottle it. That's why you have to, experience. Maybe I should just sell the old Christmas boxes with the ornaments that I used to have in there. You know, those shiny bright ones or whatever that they have.
Right.
They always seem to have sort of an interesting smell. But it's interesting how smells are really strong to kind of take you back on certain sense memories for that. But
oh yeah,
it's kind of fun. I though wonder with all the mask wearing, because you require people to wear masks. A lot of times you get your senses are a little muffled because of that.
For sure.
So, but obviously, now I'm curious about this Grinch wreath. Now, I assume maybe just because we all feel like a Grinch this year because of the way 2020 is working out, and he seems to, his heart gets big at the end, right? That's how it all ends up for the Grinch.
Yeah.
So they've made the Grinch wreaths, and that I even just looked online, Google, Grinch wreaths, and which has all these different crafting kits and crafters, and there's a thousand ways to express that, it seems.
Uh huh. So yeah, they're all different, which is really fun. Some of them are pretty funny. Then you've got the, really pretty ones. There's just all over. But I will say that our vendors this year, with everything going on, they have made just really cool ideas. Granted, the pandemic is something that none of us want to be in, but they're making memories for you. I bought an ornament, and it said, instead of let it snow, or baby, it's cold outside, it says, baby, it's COVID outside. So people are taking a crazy situation and trying to bring some kind of comical funniness into it, I think is great, because regardless, is a memory for us.
This is what I was thinking, right? There's always things, especially for a tree, you maybe buy an ornament from a place you visited or something that happened or whatever related to that year or something. This is part of our history and our year and our memory and kind of having it in some particular way. And it's interesting that the crafters will come up with unique ideas, I guess.
Oh, it's pretty cool. I mean, some of it, I'm like, oh my gosh, I would have never thought of it. I've bought a hoodie recently, and it says, it's got a reindeer with a mask on, and it says 2020 will go down in history. So it's like,
cool.
So, I mean, for me, that kind of stuff just kind of pushes me through and keeps me going. And I know it's like that for a lot of people. A lot of our small businesses have been hurt. So I'm thankful that 8820 is allowing us to be safe and follow all of the health department guidelines and continue on, because all of our vendors, they need this. Some people live off of this. We have crafters who are elderly, and this is what they do. So I'm happy that we're able to provide something for our vendors.
Yeah, there was,
and we can't wait for the customers to come in.
Right, and it was that long stretch in the summertime when you have a lot of things that were put on hold, and you're like wondering, when is this going to come back? When am I going to see my friends and all the crafters? Now, we talked before, I guess maybe that gave them some time to build up their inventory, perhaps, if they were able to do that. But you never could tell. But again, you've got it coming up this Saturday from 9 to 2 at 8820. That's 8820 Bender Road in North Ridgeville. Free admission again, but you need your mask to get in there. Bring your spending money for all the different vendors there. And then you've got the other event taking place in Strongsville. Where again is that going to be in Strongsville?
That is the Urnfeld Strongsville Rec Center. Mm-hmm. I don't have the actual address on the top of my head.
Right, okay, I'll help you out here. 18100 Royalton Road in Strongsville.
Thank you.
Is where that's located. But if you
want to 10 to 3.
If you go to Strongsville, though, you have to get down 42 and 82, where they've got the big city hall display. I was driving by there last night, and I was almost rubbernecking through that intersection, because they have where the water tower is located. They got everything lit up with everything. And, so there's something about the Christmas lights that just kind of, give you a little pause for calm and relaxing. But, again, coming out Saturday from 9 to 2 in North Ridgeville, and then from 10 to 3 in Strongsville, people get a chance to get some gifts for folks, and special holiday gifts. Sarah, we appreciate your time this morning. Stay strong for us.
Thanks so much. You too.
All right, Sarah Wilhelm joining us from Hometown Vendors here on WEOL. Again, you can go to hometownvendors.org to find out more about some of the vendors and the places that they will be. But North Ridgeville is the location this coming Saturday.
You know, Bruce, she mentioned how some vendors have been very creative.
Yes.
Doing COVID-19 little takeoffs.
Oh, sure, right.
You had an idea yesterday for something, and we kind of poo-pooed it by the time we were done talking because we thought, who would buy this or want this? What was it? Do you remember what it was?
Of course I remember what it was, because it was my idea.
What was it?
It was the COVID-19 game. It's like you spin the dial, and if you get too close to the other person's piece, then you have to step back. You get put into quarantine for, you have to roll the dice again, things like that.
Yeah.
What
happens when? How do you win?
So you want me to give the whole thing out here, right? I don't think so. No.
All right. Okay. Maybe we'll see it in the stores in the spring.
Sure. It'll be in the clearance aisle next year, because by that time people go, I have nothing to do with this. You know, there are those trendy games, that they come with.
Of course. Sure.
I have like a Trump game that I have. I think it was.
What happens in that?
I don't remember. This is long before the
Can
president.
You find anyone to play it with you?
I don't,
just asking, you
I
know.
Well, sure.